Do we know the words to that? I don't think they're in our books. I know one verse, and then maybe you can help me with the next, okay? There's the wonder of sunset at evening. The wonder as sunrise I see. But the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me. One time I was reading in the Gospels, it says, "And he bearing his cross." It's in one of the Gospels. "And he bearing his cross." And I started to just meditate upon that phrase. "And he bearing his cross." Who was bearing his cross? He. Who was he? He was Jesus, the Son of God. And he was, what was he doing? He was bearing. He was carrying that cross. The Son of God was carrying a cross. And you know, as I sort of dissected the the phrase, and I emphasized each word at different times, it really made that little phrase very rich to me. I was thinking of that when we were singing, the wonder of it all, just to think, God loves me. Who loves you? God. There are a lot of people that might not love you. Sometimes you might not even love yourself. But God loves you. That's wonderful. That gives you value. That makes you realize that you're worth something in the sight of God. We've been made in His image, and God loves us with an everlasting love. You know, when that begins to dawn on you that God loves you, then it doesn't matter so much what people think of you, and you don't even concern yourself with what you think about yourself, but you just glory in the fact that God loves you, that I'm precious to Him. That gives me worth. That gives me value. That gives me a reason to be here, because God loves me. He loves me. Not with the love that the world knows, but with a pure, perfect, everlasting love. You know, the world loves you until they find out more about you and they change their opinion. You know, but Jesus knows everything about us, and He loves us anyway. And He loves us with a love that will never quit, an everlasting love. You can't get away from the love of God, even if you try to. God loves you. Who does He love? He loves me. The better I get to know myself, the more I wonder, how can God love me? But He does, just as I am. I don't have to fix myself up in order to get God to love me. I come just as I am, and I accept, I believe His love. The Apostle John said, we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. Do you believe that God loves you? God wants to help you to believe in His love. And so, who loves you? God loves you. What does He do? He loves you. He loves you, and you, and you, and you, and me. Praise God. How rich. Oh, the wonder of it all. Just to think that God loves me. Hallelujah. Oh, we ought to thank Him for that love. It's a fact. Whether you feel it or not, it's a fact. And feelings always follow after, once the fact is established in your life. And so, maybe today we ought to thank God for His love for us. Often throughout the day, thank you, Jesus, for loving me. No greater love hath a man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends. Having loved his own, he loved them unto the end, or to the full extent of his love. John chapter 13. Praise God. And so, I'm going to try to do that. I'm just going to thank Him for loving me today. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be able to love Him better as I realize and accept the love that God has for me. Then I'm able to love Him as I ought to love Him. Not with my love, but with the love that fills my heart from heaven. Praise God. Let's sing number 64, Jesus Revealed in Me. That's one of my favorite songs. Like Tim said last night, you know, his favorite characters change all the time. Well, so do my songs. Amen. I'm sorry, yes, thank you. White Book. 64 in the White Book.
Christ, the transforming light, touches this heart of mine, piercing the darkest night, making His glory shine.
Jesus is looking for places to reveal himself and people that are open and believing for that. Pilgrim Camp is a place where Jesus reveals himself to us. I trust your church is like that too. That there are people that are hungry for Jesus and he shows himself to them. Let's pray that God will reveal himself to our campers today and that he will make his love real to the young ladies down in the village and the little children in the cottage. Oh, that would be a wonderful thing if they left Pilgrim Camp fully persuaded that God loves them. If nobody else loves them, God loves them. Hallelujah. So come, let's pray. Pray for, claim God's working for today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God's building day by day. Come, let someone pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Bless
Lord,
our children.
Just descend upon this camp, O God, with your canopy of love, O Lord, and cause each heart to be drawn to you, Jesus. O Jesus, fill them. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. They're not
yes,
too young
Lord,
to get the
yes.
Holy Spirit, Lord.
The
fill
love
them
of God
with
is shed abroad in our hearts.
Give them a hunger for yourself, Jesus. Give them,
yes,
help
Lord,
them to realize
yes,
what
yes.
That life has a purpose, Lord. You want to make them vessels fit for the Master's use, and you want to use them for your glory. But most of all, you want to have a beautiful fellowship, an intimate, close relationship with each one.
Yes, Lord.
And it's personal, and it's unique with each one, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help them to see that it's not the world, it's all about factory widget stuff. But Jesus, you love each of us in a personal way. Oh, Jesus, and you want to come to each one. Lord, open their minds and their hearts. Help them to realize that this is gold.
Yes, Lord.
Dried in the fire.
Hallelujah.
This
yes,
is
Lord.
Precious. That these are jewels from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Help them get excited about that, Lord. Help them to see that they're nothingness. But Jesus, at the same time, to see that you are everything. And that you love them and want to come to them in their own strength and their own abilities. They have nothing, but with you, Jesus, they have everything. Lord, help them to see that. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He loves me so. He loves me so. He gave his life for ransom just because he loved me so. He loves me so.
beloved, be so. He gave his life for ransom just 'cause he loves me so. I love him so. I love him so. I gave my life to Jesus just 'cause I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. I gave my life to Jesus just 'cause I love him so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Love of God, so rich and pure, how measureless and strong. Praise God. You ever notice in the Old Testament when the prophets are speaking to the people, there are places when God says, what more could I do for you? What more could I have done to show you that I love you, to prove myself to you? And he pleads with the people. Look back. See how I've blessed. See what I've done for you. Why are you rejecting my love? What more could I have done? He talks about his garden. What more could I have done to take care of this garden? How come there are weeds growing there? And how come the fruit is so pitiful? When I've fertilized and watered and I've done everything on my part, it's your response or lack of response that has put you in the condition that you're in. The Lord would probably say that to us too. But what more could I have done for you? And of course, you can't understand the love of God apart from Calvary. Herein is God's love made manifest, in that he laid down his life to be the propitiation for our sins. I've said it before, but sometimes people say, well, if God is love, how come this is happening in the world? And what about the starving children? And what about the wars and all that? And I said, I have no idea. I can't explain that. I wouldn't even try. I know we live in a sinful, broken world, and that's the result of sin and rebellion. I said, but you tell me this. If God isn't love, why would he come down from heaven and in the person of Jesus Christ and let mankind torture him and nail him to a cross? Why would he take upon himself the sins of the world and experience the wrath of God so that we could know him and be with him forever? If God isn't love, if that isn't love, then what is? And well, they can't answer that question either. Neither can I, except to know that we understand the love of God not by looking at the condition of the world. We don't understand the love of God by trying to figure out why he allowed everything in our life. But you'd find the love of God at Calvary. That's where you need to focus your attention. And let God make Calvary's love real to you. And that love supersedes any other question or thought that we may have. Well, praise God. Let's sing the love of God. It's number 105, also in the white book. And then feel free, if you have a testimony upon your heart, we'll go into our Bible study in a little while. But at the beginning of this meeting, I like to give you that opportunity. Praise God. 105 in the white book.